You know, sometimes I daydream about just walking out the door. No plan, no warning. Imagine dropping everything and hopping on a plane to somewhere we can't even pronounce. It sounds a little wild, but doesn't that idea of total freedom tempt you a bit?
Wild barely covers it. My brain immediately starts spinning through the chaos, missing luggage, getting hopelessly lost, struggling to order coffee. That thrill you crave? For me, it's just a forecast of anxiety and unexpected expenses. But I get the appeal, sort of discovering places you'd never choose on purpose.
See? Even you admit there's a spark there. That sense of discovery, not knowing what you'll find around the next corner. Plus, the best stories usually start with, "I had no idea what I was doing."
I'll admit, those stories are fun after the fact. Remember our sunset kayak trip? One second we're gliding peacefully, the next we're clinging to the boat because someone coughed. You thought life jackets were optional. I still get flashbacks.
But didn't it feel a little bit amazing? That adrenaline rush, the chaos beats any routine Monday. And hey, we live to tell the tale.
Maybe, but someone's got to keep us out of disaster. Without a bit of caution, I'd end up a cautionary headline. Still, I can't help laughing. Those are the moments we remember. Speaking of which, what's the wildest destination you'd actually consider?
Iceland jumps to mind, midnight sun, bubbling volcanoes, the full dramatic landscape. Or maybe somewhere with neon lights and sushi at 2 a.m., like Tokyo. The world's too big to stay put. Don't you ever just crave something totally new?
Sometimes, but my inner planner takes over. I can't help picturing lost passports, booking the wrong trains, or getting stuck in a city with zero idea how to ask for directions. The rush? It's real, but so is the stress. How do you make peace with uncertainty?
Honestly, I guess I trust that we'll figure it out as we go. You thrive on spreadsheets, I thrive on chaos. That's our secret sauce. Remember that road trip when we ditched the GPS and stumbled onto the best roadside diner?
I do, and I also remember an hour of wrong turns and us nearly running out of gas. But I'll admit, those detours gave us stories we'd never have planned. It makes me think, maybe there's a way to have both organization and a little unexpected magic.
Exactly. What if we plan the basics flights? Somewhere to sleep, but leave the rest up to chance. Built-in detours, room for weird snacks, maybe even a friendly stranger pointing us to a hidden gem.
That actually sounds doable adventure, but with sunscreen and maybe a backup map. We could survive Iceland or Tokyo or even somewhere totally offbeat, as long as I get to pack a first aid kit.
Deal. We'll make it a legendary story, with just enough chaos to keep things fun and just enough planning to keep us alive. And if a volcano erupts while we're there, instant podcast material.
Only you would find volcanic eruptions a content opportunity. But hey, if we get a good story and make it home in one piece, I'll call it a win.
So it's settled adventure, spreadsheets, detours, and maybe a life jacket for old time's sake. Here's to a trip that's a little bit terrifying and a whole lot of memorable.